Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
This is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show. Today, we're going straight to the good stuff. No filler, no muss, no fuss. Our guest today has been on the show before. You guys love her. She does things all around the Las Vegas community to help other communitarians. And she's on the show today. I'm sure she's got an event she's going to promote. We don't know, but we're bringing her on. If you want to call the show, you can. It's 646-595-4802. Or you can email us. Email, man. You can email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. By the way, thank you for emails that you've sent us in the past. I got your emails. I read some on the air. I like getting emails. Email is awesome. I don't like sending them, but I like getting them. All right. Welcome to the show. Again, my good friend, your good friend, everybody's good friend, Gia Rose Massa is on the show today. Gia, are you on the buzz, baby?
Hi, Ace. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am doing good. I've got no complaints and looking optimistically toward the future. How about you?
Well, I'm doing really good now, and I just heard that you said you do not like sending out emails.
I don't.
Well, I do. Would you like me to help you with your emails? Do you have a newsletter?
Yeah, I do have a newsletter. You know, I don't mind reading emails, but, man, I hate, like when somebody sends you an email and they're like, blah, 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 blah. And then they want you to reply to, like, all the blah, blah in the email. That's too much for me. That's too much. I prefer a quick text message. Or, God forbid, we actually talk on the phone. Like, I'm still old-fashioned enough to want to talk on the phone, Gia.
Right. I mean, I love talking on the phone, too. I'm just telling you, you know, I love you to death. And if you need somebody to help you with your emails, I would like to do that for you. But anyway, I was just throwing that out there.
I do need that help. I will not turn that away because I do need that. I need that big time, actually. Yeah, big time. You know, like, I don't know, I don't think people understand, but, like, in a week, I will get 1,000 emails in a week, you know? And a lot of them are what we call, you know, J-U-N-K, but some of them aren't. And it's hard to go through and figure out, like, which ones are the J-U-N-K and which ones the actual email. And then, of course, the ones that aren't the J-U-N-K, you're going to answer them, which brings to a whole other thing. Now you're back to step number one where you need Gia's help again. You know what I mean?
Right. And, I mean, there is a way to, you know, with your junk mail and, you know, a lot of times you'll keep getting the same thing that'll, like, you know, fill up your junk mail. Just unsubscribe. Mm. There's so many things.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later because I would love to help you with your email. You know, honestly, I'm constantly going through and sorting mine. So, I mean, I can do this for you as well. But
this is a good thing for people. Now this is a good thing for people to know. Now this is kind of what you do a little bit, right? Don't you do like PR and things that like help businesses get their marketing together?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm in marketing, PR. I specialize in nonprofit marketing, you know, a lot for animal organizations. I've been involving myself in different campaigns just for fun. You know, the other day I announced I was running for city council, but I was, I mean, it was kind of a joke, but it really wasn't, because someday in the future, yes, I would like to. Not right now. I do not have an award, and I just signed a 6-month lease, so I won't be able to run in the spring. But I will say that one of our city council members, Steve Ross, if he is elected for our Clark County commissioner, that seat will be open. And I'm just kidding. Anyways, but
no,
that's a different
story. But why kidding? Like, why kidding? You could do it. Why
not?
You could do it.
Oh, I'm so serious about it that tomorrow and on Saturday, I will be participating with Team Steve Ross, and I will be, you know, phone calling and, you know, helping getting everybody excited to vote, because I want him to be our Clark County Commissioner. I'm a huge supporter of him, and I can't wait for that seat to be open for me. Just kidding. But anyways,
wow.
I've been told not to talk about this, so I'm going to stop. But, you know, Posse Patio, it's this Tuesday on the 31st.
Can I at least ask one more question about the running thing?
Sure.
Just one? Okay. So do you see yourself there in a little bit? Do you see yourself actually being a city councilman?
Yes. And you know what? Honestly, it's embarrassing for me to talk about it because I laugh and I find it funny. But this is a true story. Like, a few years ago, okay, I used to – I don't know why, but I always watched, you know, like for Cox Cable, because they're the network that it's, you know, KCLV, but, you know, Channel 4, Channel 2. I would always watch the meetings, you know, for city council, and want to participate, mainly because obviously I think I've mentioned to you in the past privately, but if nobody else knows, I want to open, you know, my own restaurant, bar, whatever. So I used to get involved in listening to all the zoning, and then, you know, I had the real estate background and, you know, education, school districts, everything like the job would require, I have just been doing already. So, you know, I'm trying to get more involved in our parks and stuff like that, considering, you know, dog parks or whatever. But years ago, I used to love watching these things, and everybody would make fun of me. They're like, what are you watching and why? And they didn't get it. And then still years later, it's just something I've always followed. So I know a little bit more about what's going on in the city than people would think. I just don't talk about it. I'm actually, like, very involved privately. I do things. I just don't post about it on Facebook. But so, I mean, you know, it just kind of started happening. And actually, it wasn't my idea. I'm not saying it was other people's ideas, but several people said to me, when are you going to run for city council? And I laughed at them, and they're like looking at me, and they're like, no, seriously, you know,
right.
You're like,
no,
us.
No, that was
no,
a,
you're
right. They're like, that was a real
call.
Question.
I was like, I just thought I was weird, but no. Yeah, it is funny. Whatever. It's funny, but, you know, I'm 26 years old. You know, I have time, maybe in like 4 years, 5 years, you never know. Who knows? Like I said, I would like to have my bar and restaurant. That's not something that's changed. You know, but you never know what happens. I just embrace it.
Well, so the work that you're doing now, you know, you're doing like Paws on the Patio. And Paws on the Patio is still humanitarian work. I mean, you're doing service for humanity by allowing people to have a place where they can bring their pets, they can co-mingle their pets, and, you know, get to know other pet owners and things like that. But still humanitarian work. So I don't see where it's going very far from what you're doing now to running for a public office.
Very true, because, you know, it is about the community coming together for a good cause and going back to, you know, just thinking about all the jobs too, because, I mean, during this time when you have extra people coming out, you have extra staff, you know, it's I'm not saying I root for the underdogs in nonprofits or small business or whatever.
Sure.
But, you know, I do like supporting our smaller businesses and, you know, the nonprofit organizations that might need a little bit extra help than others. So, you know, in a sense, you're right, I do. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I've always been this way. I can't help myself. So, you know.
Now here's my thing as a interviewer on the radio. My thing now is I have to ask you why you do all of the humanitarian work that you do. Because my listeners they're going to be like, why didn't you ask her why, dude? You know what I mean? So why do you do it?
I just do it, and I can't help myself. It's with anything, honestly. It's been going on for years. Going back years ago, I actually, you know, just couldn't help myself. It was with people. You know, I would always take in people and help them. And, you know, and that's why I said, you know what, forget it. I'm only doing this with pets now. But I still do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I just don't post about it on Facebook, but I do a lot of, I'm involved in a lot of things, whether, you know,
mm-hmm.
I used to go out and hydrate the homeless. I just never posted about it on Facebook. You know, I would get involved in, you know, going and speaking with, you know, people that have been abused. I've joined multiple groups on that level and, you know, always gave my support. And with, you know, the animals, it's a little more out there in the public. But I'm also, you know, a member of a suicide group, which I don't want to speak about right now. It's still very emotional for me. I don't know. I just can't help myself to do it whenever, you know, now I'm actually yesterday, I was out with Denise Davis. She's running for U.S. Senate, and she introduced me to a great person. I love her to death, and she's working with Realty One, and, you know, they love helping the veterans, so we're thinking about how we can educate and, you know, help get our veterans into homes. And, you know, because of my little real estate background or studying with, you know, mortgages, I'm going to try to partner with a mortgage company so we can start, you know, working on that. There's just so many different things I'd like to do. And one of my favorite things right now is I'm trying to share the message or spread the word about sharing the road because of all the accidents. And I don't know why. I just can't help myself. So.
Now, the amazing music artist Prince, as he, you know, after he passed, we find out all this information, which always is the case. We don't always know a bunch of stuff about a person until after they die. But supposedly Prince was giving like millions of dollars away, helping charitable organizations and benefiting people. And we never knew this primarily with Prince because he was a Jehovah's Witness. And so I guess in the Jehovah's Witness faith, you're not supposed to talk about things that you've done, contributions you've made and things like that. Michael Jackson was the same way with, you know, because of his Jehovah's Witness faith. It was like, you know, hey man, don't be talking about stuff you're doing. Now, I didn't know all this stuff that you were doing. I think it's fabulous.
I never talk about it. This is like the first time I'm really, you know, talking about it because I usually keep it private, the other stuff besides the Cosmic Patio.
Now, is this because of a faith-based commitment that you have that you don't talk about?
Oh, I just, you know, when I do these things, you know, sometimes people do things for photo opportunities or to look good in the public. And even with the pause in the patio, I do these things because I love to do it. But, you know, I don't post about all those things because, you know, it's not always cheerful. I mean, it's sad, you know, when you're, you know, hearing about just, you know, suicides. And I don't even want to get into it because I want to have a positive conversation with you. But I will say something. It's a shame with, you know, what happened to Prince. But I want to encourage everybody to get Legal Shield. Because they'll write your wills for you for $20 a month. I'm serious. So you know, I just wanted to make sure that people know that. And actually, I am a Legal Shield associate. So if anybody needs help, they can actually go to Legal Shield associate, just like GR Massa or, you know, whatever, or just get Legal Shield in general. But seriously, because everybody needs a will, especially after what happened with Prince. And I just want to make sure I say that.
No, I think that you hit on another good point that, you know, where it comes to legal shield. Now, that's also, again, another way that you're helping people without necessarily saying that you're helping people. So legal shield, I'm going to ask you three dumb questions. This is the first one. It's probably the dumbest of the three. Why do people need a legal shield? Why do people need to have an attorney on hand just in case? Why should they pay for that?
Okay, I will give you 1,000 reasons because I actually use it all the time. So originally,
okay,
the reason why I decided that I wanted to get Legal Shield, because I am actually a platinum member, is because for two reasons. One is personal and one's for business. Personal,
okay,
like I said, for one, so this is something that they do that, like, nowhere else does. So, for example, my, like, you know, my credit cards or my D's, they're constantly, like, they're watching it. So I don't know how they're able to do it because I'm not them, but I know that if somebody were to, anything with identity, and nobody else does this exactly, they say to you, but they don't do it the same way. Like, if somebody were to use my card or post about it, it's incredible. So not only am I protected, like, with, you know, my finances or my identity, or, you know, any documents I need written up, or I have an attorney, whenever I want, they get back to you immediately. They're quick. They even reminded me yesterday to email them back because I'm going through some issues with some things, and they've been so helpful to me. And also, one thing, another reason why I got it is because, you know, for $20 a month, you have an attorney, you know, versus thousands. But, I mean, they don't – again, they can go to court for you, but then that would be extra. So I'm not saying, you know, fire or don't have a lawyer, but I'm saying definitely get Legal Shield. And as far as for business, if you need, you know, anything copywritten, let alone trademark, patent, they – all you would have to pay is for the actual trademark itself, not for the attorney filing and all of that stuff. So it really just saves you so much money. So, I mean, I use it all the time, you know, so. And then
I just became an associate to
offer my clients or vendors another opportunity.
And so bottom line, I mean, we live in a society where people are getting sued all the time. Things are happening all the effing time. So you're just saying basically, I mean, for 20 bucks a month, why not protect yourself? Instead of finding out down the road, oh, snap, I got to get a lawyer. It's going to cost me $6,000 to possibly get this situation resolved, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I could see the value of that. That makes sense to me. And so you're someone who's actually affiliated with the sales of it. So if people run into you on the street, you can actually get them started in it. You can answer some questions for them and get them going, right?
I can help them get business license as well and things like that. And it's important to me because, you know, even with Paws in the Patio, it's a mini expo, you know, but I do marketing. I have clients, and I like to be able to offer them other things. And as, you know, a business owner, which I laugh because, you know, I'm like a little business owner now, you know, if my staff or my people – I can offer them this under my business because I could say, you know, $20 a month, you're protected, yada, yada, yada. It's like, it's something you can offer your staff. It's like, okay, you know, I have, you know, because what if something happens in your business, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm protected, but my staff member's not protected. They need to be protected as well. I mean, you just never know. 100%. It's just something I like to offer people that are working with me and clients and everything else because it's incredible the things they do. And like I said, I've used them three times now. I have actually spoken with them the other day. I won't get into it because, you know, what I'm talking to them about. But, yeah, so
yeah.
It's definitely – it's still protected.
Well, plus it's none of our freaking business. We don't even know.
I know. I'm just so tempted to say something. You know what? It's not anything. It's not anything bad. I'm not killing anybody or nothing crazy. I'm a nice person.
Nice.
I just like I just like knowing everything. They do legal advice as well. It's not just legal advice, but you know, I like to know everything about, you know, protecting my business, whether it's permits, all the types of different insurance, or, you know, also, I don't know if I can make this any clearer with people that, you know, I'm trying to, you know, do this, like, little paw on the patio experience with, like, dogs dining, but, like, more on an indoor level, but kind of indoor-outdoor, but, like, my own thing. So there's just a lot of different things I'm working on that everyone will see soon.
So you so you can't talk about that because I was surely about to ask you.
Oh,
about
I can.
That.
I can talk about that. I can.
Okay, yeah, I want to know about this. So you're going to do Paws on the Patio as an indoor dining experience?
So, okay. So basically, there's a few different ways to go about it. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is I know that it's illegal right now, or it's not, you can't do it. Dogs, unless they're service dogs, cannot dine indoor. So what I'm trying to do, I'm working, you know, I'm speaking with different people to help me figure out how to do this and the best way to do this. So I would like to have a dog dining experience or a place where people can come, like a Paws in the Patio that's maybe indoor but still kind of outdoor. So I'm working on it right now, and there's like five different ways to kind of do it to where it's legal and it can work. It's just figuring out the best way and, you know, location and everything else. And you know, you gotta, there's a lot of business planning before you just start doing things. And it's just, it's step by step by step. So
I actually kind of like that, you know, like, I kind of like that. So what you're envisioning is that people can actually have a Paws on the Patio experience where they could bring their pet into the restaurant and the pet can chill, probably not right at the table, but very close to the table, right? And hang out with you while...
Well, see, here's the thing. The only reason why dogs, which is, I tell everybody, but I can't make people do things, is, you know, their dogs are not to be on their laps. Yes. But that's only because of there's food. So there's other ways when I'm speaking with these attorneys, if there is not people food or if there is people food and it's sealed and packaged and they open it themselves, it could work. So there's just, or if I partnered with a catering company or like a food truck or something, you know, I mean, even if I had like just, you know, kind of built my own fake park, like if I had like a lot or some land and, you know, I had my own, you know, built patio type thing with a bar and, you know, I'm not saying I need a kitchen. I could, you know, again, work with different people. There's just so many different things and ways that it can be done. It's just, you know, really figuring out and which way will work.
So, wow.
I mean,
so you've obviously, I mean, you put a lot of thought into this. This is a big deal to you.
Yeah, I'm serious about it. Well, I've wanted to open my own bar or restaurant since I was, like, born. My mother and my aunt, twins, they've always wanted to open, no, they seriously wanted to open a restaurant, but they were too scared to go through the financial struggle. Like, I understand that if I do this, I'm going to be poor for the rest of my life. I'm not doing it to be a millionaire. You don't just open something or a restaurant or and just start making money. And it's going to be very difficult. I'm well aware. You know, people don't really know, but like I said, because I don't talk about it on the side, I've taken classes. I've done research. I've been working on this for years. Paws in the Patio, which I love and fell in love with, came after, but I've always wanted to do this.
So what would it take for you to complete this? Like, do you need an investor? Do you need a venue that is open to starting this? You know, so sometimes you got to start it to show people what it can do. What do you need to make it be a completed vision?
Well, financially, so I did have help, and I went through all of my business plans, and financially, with what I would be doing, it's not mm-hmm. as expensive as, you know, people would think, the way that I'm doing
mm-hmm.
it. A regular restaurant or a regular bar is extremely expensive, but, you know, through connections mm-hmm. I've made, I was able to, you know, just bring the cost to a bare minimum. What would be the expensive part would be the property that I would borrow it, and that's if I wasn't traveling. Right now I'm actually speaking with people in a whole different country, and I'm having something custom built as we
oh,
speak.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, so it's the shipping that would cost me the most money, but that would be a one-time payment. And then, depending on who I partner with or where – if I travel with it or do different parks or who knows. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, it's just like the little maintenance and upkeeps that are expensive and things like that. But, I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, people do it all the time. Starting businesses is not that, I mean, because most people, they don't own it. They lease. And with what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
one of the ways that I'm doing things, I'd own it. So I wouldn't have to pay monthly.
Anymore. Sure.
I have like a different concept or idea in my little head, like my dream. I would love to, you know, maybe like, you know, just like go open a Paws in the Patio in the Gramercy, like on, or have like, you know, a bar on the roof or something. That's so expensive. That's not going to happen right now. You know, investors that I've spoken with told me that I'm crazy. And they're like, we want to help you. We like you a lot. But that's like, you know, $16,000 a month or whatever. And let's start small and see how you do. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to, you know, get more like organized and, you know, kind of like just work on certain things. But again, I just can't help myself. I like involving myself with everything else. So I'm trying to figure out a way to just, you know, have Paws in the Patio involved in everything else that I'm doing. So I encourage everybody that I'm working with to, you know, support Paws in the Patio to make my life a little easier, because sometimes I get a little all over the place because I can't help but to help.
Sure. And how do people reach you if they want to get involved in this? They need to know how to contact you, honey.
Well, there's a website, Facebook, and the website would be Paws Expo, or you can do pawsonthepatiolv.com. You can always email me, pawsexpo@gmail.com, or actually gia@pawsexpo.com. I mean, people can call me too. I don't care. Call me, you know, 702-323-9112. I'm very open to answering my phone. If people call me about some bull crap, I will block you, you know.
I love that. Call me, but don't call me about no bull crap, because you will get blocked.
Yeah.
I love it. Make sure you're
mm-hmm.
not calling me about some bull crap.
Right.
I love it.
No drama. Save the drama for your mama, please.
Save the drama. Yes, please. You can keep all that drama. Matter of fact, you can even have some of mine, too. Don't bring it. We don't need it. We don't want it. I love it. I love it. Love it. So one last time, tell us again, when is the next Pause on the Patio? I know for a fact people want to come out to this. If they haven't been to one yet, they better go ahead and come out, because it's a really awesome experience. Pause on the Patio is what's happening.
Yes, Paws on the Patio is this Tuesday, May 31st. It starts at 6 p.m., ends at 9. We're doing it at the Gramercy this time, and we have a few different patios. The Cupa, it's their restaurant and coffee, and they're staying open later. And we're also at Pinche's Tacos. They have amazing food. And then there's Raw Fitness right there. They're going to come participate, and there's the Glam Shop. And, yeah, so, I mean, they have, you know, it's just going to be a really good time. We have vendors coming out. We have different animal organizations. We have great people. You know, I'm really excited about it, you know, so I hope everybody comes, you know, I'll be there.
Well, me like you very much. It sounds really great. I just got a message from our engineer from the station that we are having a problem with play out music. So it doesn't look like we're going to be able to play the show out with music, which kind of sucks because I always like that part. But we're done for today. Gia Massa was on the show. She's fabulous. Gia Rose Massa. Check her out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the www stuff. Gia, thank you so much for being on the show today. Since we don't have a play out music, I'm just going to sing us off the show today. We're just going to have a sing off, a cappella sing off. So it's Gia Rose Massa on the show today.
Wait, can I
just
say one last thing? I just have one last thing to say and then I'm done. I just want to encourage everybody, if you are in District 13, to vote for my friend, which I probably shouldn't say, he'll kill me, Steve Sanson, Assembly District 13.
Yeah, I thought that was, I didn't see anything wrong with that. That's good. Okay.
I know, but you should never tell people who to vote for. I've been told that. So
I
would vote, whatever. Okay, I'm done. That was it.
Okay, Gia, thank you so much for being on the show today, darling. Here's our playout music. Show is over. It's over. We'll see y'all all tomorrow. All right. Goodbye, y'all.
Bye-bye.